Now, we've been talking a lot about the 25th Queer Screen Mardi Gras Film Festival, highlighting a few of the greats, just a few of the great movies they're going to be showing. And Stumped is one of the documentaries that is showing as part of it. Now, it tells the story of Will Lautzenheiser. Now, he's a filmmaker and professor, and after a bit of a routine doctor's chat, he discovered he had a rare life-threatening bacterial infection that actually went on to leave him a quadruple amputee. Now, Stumped follows 4 years of Will's life, looking at his, I guess, rather idiosyncratic way of coping, the support of his family and especially partner Angel, and how it led him to receiving really quite experimental surgery for a double arm transplant. Stumped has, not surprising anyone, gathered a host of awards and honours. It's on this Sunday at Event Cinemas George Street. Now, Robin Berghaus is the producer. She joins me via Skype. Robin, good morning.
Good morning, Nick. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for chatting to me. Now, when did you hear about Will? When did you become involved in Will's story?
I was working for Boston University as a video producer. So I was shooting and filming, editing videos, and someone approached me from the school to let me know what had happened to him. And Will had been a student and he had also taught there. And so the idea was that I would create a news story so that the community would know what had happened. And that evolved organically from a news story into a short documentary when he was approved for the double arm transplant at the Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston. I approached them and we continued working on it and created this feature-length documentary.
And this was actually your debut feature film, wasn't it, as a director-producer?
Yes. This is my first feature documentary. I had been working for a lot of clients before and creating shorts, so, you know, more than 100 shorts, you know, over the years. But this was the first time I had the opportunity to really dig in and create a longer-form story.
And what a topic to do it on, because Will's quite a surprising figure, isn't he?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it was really a difficult situation for him to get through. And so it was remarkable that he was able to use humor as a way to cope with his losses. And it was really beautiful to see his partner and his family and his care team really rally together to help him through it. So I felt like it would be a beautiful story to share. And it was also so fascinating, the modern science, this experimental surgery. It was something that I wanted to learn more about.
I only alluded to it before, but I mean, Will did actually take up weirdly stand-up comedy as a way of talking about and sort of processing what was happening to him.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So I noticed early on in the ICU, you know, in his recovery, that he had a really dark sense of humor, and it was a way for him to get through it. It was a way for him to break down barriers, you know, to be able to have other people loosen up and to be able to communicate with him at a time that was such a dark period in his life. And so this was just something naturally that he did, you know, with he would use comedy with his nurses and, you know, with his care team, with his friends and family. And so eventually he parlayed that into a comedy club to do stand-up.
It's really quite remarkable. I think the other figure, of course, of the documentary that's so powerful is the partner Angel, who is just there through so much and so many difficulties, but also such a figure of joy at times.
He's phenomenal. Yeah, he really is Will's rock. He's so strong and he is just steadfast in helping him get through this. And I think the two of them together are a really powerful team. And that's a beautiful part of the story. I think that we can all relate to it because throughout our lives, we'll face adversity and maybe our family and friends will. And so it's just a positive story to see people really coming together to help one another out.
And of course, lurking in the background of Stumped, you know, beyond that kind of beautiful human story is some incredible science.
It really is. I mean, just the evolution of transplantation and the risk taking that these doctors and researchers take over time is truly remarkable. And it's, you know, it was a fascinating subject for me to learn about. And, you know, the audiences that have seen it have really enjoyed learning about the history and also just where this field is going and what the possibilities are, but also how much more that we really still need to do because of the immunosuppression, you know, developing these immunosuppressant drugs so that people can have organ transplants or face or arm transplants. You know, it's one step ahead, but the drugs do compromise their immune systems, making people more susceptible to infection and other diseases. So there's still a long way to go.
An incredibly long way to go. And I think this is why something like Stumped kind of puts a human face on that science as well.
Yes, it truly does. And we really hope that the people of Sydney will come out for it on Sunday and really enjoy the film.
Well, I hope they will too. And Robin, it was beautiful, and I really appreciate you taking the time to chat to us today.